addressing an ill-tempered master. "Trouble," Lady prophesied. "Righto. This contempt for the outsider was not a new experience. I had to get busy and establish who said jump and who asked how high. I talked to Goblin using the finger speech of the deaf. One Eye caught it. He cackled. That stirred our new guide's indignation. It would be touchy. They had to give me what they themselves knew was provocation. Only then would they accept being put in their place. One Eye was getting big ideas. I signed him to restrain himself, to prepare some impressive illusion. Aloud, I demanded, 'What's all the babble? Get into the middle of that.' He started nagging Weezer. Weezer carried on like a man caught between a rock and a hard place. He told One Eye that the Klata did not bargain. He said they would go through our things and pick what they thought was worth their trouble. 'They try that, and they'll get their fingers bitten off at the elbow. Tell them that, politely.' It was too late for polite. Those guys understood the language, but One Eye's growling threw them. They did not know what to do next. 'Croaker,' Mergen called. 'Company.' 'Company indeed. Some of the boys who had given us the fish eye earlier. They were just the specific for the bruised egos of our new friends. The boys jumped up and down and howled and banged their spears against their shields. They hurled taunts. They pranced along the stone-marked boundary. One Eye trotted after them. The fish were not biting, but they had a little bait of their own. Something got said. The two warriors howled and attacked. That caught everyone off guard. Three outsiders went down. The others subdued our guides quickly, though not without further mishap. Huizer poised on the boundary, wringing his hands and carping at One Eye, while crows circled high above. 'Goblin,' I snapped. 'One Eye, get with it.' One Eye cackled, reached up, grabbed his hair, and yanked. He peeled himself from under that silly hat, and the fanged and fiery thing behind the peeling was ugly enough to turn a buzzard's stomach. Which was all show, all distraction, while Goblin got on with the meat of it. Goblin seemed to be surrounded by giant worms. It took me a moment to realize all those squirms were lengths of rope. I shrieked when I saw the state of our gear. Goblin howled with laughter as 100 chunks of rope went slithering through grass and air to pester, climb, bind, garrote. Weezer pranced around in an absolute apoplectic fit. 'Stop! Stop! You're destroying the whole Concord!' One Eye ignored him. He put the mask back over the horror while punishing Goblin with ferocious looks. He resented Goblin's ingenuity. Goblin was not finished. Having strangled everyone not already carved up or nominally friendly, he had his ropes drag the corpses across the boundary. 'No outside witnesses,' One Eye assured me, blind to those damned crows. He glared at Goblin. 'What might the little toad have been up to?' 'Say what?' 'Those ropes. That was no spur-of-the-moment piece of work, Croaker. It would take months to charm that much line. I know who he had in mind, too. No bloody more nice, polite, long-suffering One Eye. The gloves are off now. I'm going to get my revenge before that little bastard catches me with my back.